coming up on Saturday, March the 10th, it's the Beautiful Freedom Conference at Paradise Shores in Holcomb, Wisconsin. And on the phone with me right now, we have the event coordinator, Janet Brandley. Hello, Janet.
Hello.
Hi, you're with Sparking Hope Women's Ministry. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Sparking Hope Women's Ministry was started last year from one woman's vision of how we could reach our community, and just with people that she was seeing around the community that did not have any hope. And so we developed a ministry, twofold purpose, to share the love of Christ and offer opportunities to receive saving faith through Jesus, and also just to support women through encouraging biblical teaching for spiritual growth and enabling the women to share God's love with their families and communities. So that was the start of Sparking Hope Women's Ministry, and we had a great event last year with a day conference up at Paradise Shores in Lake Holcomb, and we're doing it again this year with our Beautiful Freedom Conference.
Sounds good. The guest speaker this year is a gal that I've talked to before. It's a speaker and author, Dee Bresden. She's the author of Falling in Love with Jesus, Idolize, He Calls You Beautiful, and many, many more books. Tell us what Dee will be focusing on at this day conference.
Yeah, sure. Three things in particular. First thing is the Idolize book, which just really talks about the heart idols that we have and how they need to be replaced with Jesus. And so she'll be focusing on that. And then also the He Calls You Beautiful book study on the Song of Solomon and just Christ's love for His bride, the church. And we'll be speaking on that. And then she'll be sharing also with her prison ministry that she has been involved with. So that's going to be the main focus, is just about, you know, setting the captives free and just our freedom in Christ and proclaiming that.
Yes, you've worked with women. In what ways do you see women needing to be set free to find that beautiful freedom?
Well, I think in any community, there's just so many people that have lost hope. And you know, working with, even with me, with working with kids, I've seen, you know, they're being raised without any real knowledge of God. And so it's just our whole purpose is get God's love and message into these women so that they can share it with their families.
And how are you seeing God doing that?
Well, last year at our conference, it was really a God thing because we put it together in 3 months. He said, go do this. And it was just like, go, go, go. And it was just an incredible thing. And we had about 130 people that were there last year. And the women left like so energized and so thankful that we had something in our local community to go to, and just saw, you know, Christ through the various people that were there. Lots of different churches and unchurched people were reached during that day. And so it was just really a great thing of coming together.
And what are your hopes for the Beautiful Freedom Conference coming up on March the 10th?
Well, we filter everything through our purpose statement, and so we always want to, you know, give people an opportunity to receive Christ as personal Savior. But, you know, in addition to that, is to just further spiritual growth with people who are stuck maybe in sins or different things that are going on in their life, and just really reach into, you know, into their lives and speak hope and truth to them, and that they just might, you know, be set free and bring that hope and be a contagious Christian and share that with their own circles of people.
You know, it sounds like a very encouraging day, a day filled with hope. And if some of our listeners out there right now would like to find out more about the conference, how can they find out more and how can they register?
Sure. They can go to thelogchurch.org. So it's all one word, thelogchurch.org. And they can just click on any, there's several links on that page for Sparking Hope Women's Ministry. They can click on the link. It'll take them to our own web pages of information on the conference that lists all the information, how you can register by check or by PayPal, or there's videos that you can watch just as introduction to Dee and some of the things that she'll be talking about. So there's a lot of information. Also, our music is out there too. So we're having a local girl come in, Olivia Klegel. If you like the voice of Lauren Daigle, you'll love Olivia,
because
she has a similar voice. Just incredible gift of God, and she has a team, you know, that comes with her. So we'll have a full live little band there. And she was our music last year, and the people that were there and are coming again this year are very excited that she's back.
Yeah, and the Praise Network, we're going to be there as well. We're really looking forward to getting up to Lake Holcomb and meeting with the ladies up in that area.
Yes, and we are very thankful that you're coming, and we're so excited about that. And you'll have your own ministry table, and just be a great day to promote the radio station and get that news out there as well.
Yeah, I love to get to know the listeners. I get to talk to people all the time on this end, but I love to meet with people face-to-face and put names with faces from people that, you know, we received emails and calls from and all. So great to connect with our listeners up in that area. Again, that is the Beautiful Freedom Conference. It is coming up on March the 10th, and it's going to be held at Paradise Shores in Lake Holcomb, Wisconsin. And you can find all the details, like Janet said, at the logchurch.org, thelogchurch.org. And if maybe you're driving right now or you can't write that information down, you can always stop by the calendar on our website at praisenetwork.com and find the information there. Again, that is coming up on March the 10th. Well, Janet, I look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks.
Yes, I am too. It would be great.
And to getting together with Dee as well. She's a wonderful lady, has a great ministry. Looking forward to that, and looking forward to hearing more about her prison ministry as well.
Right. Yeah, we actually, the leadership team met with her last week and went through what we're going to be doing for the day and setting the schedule. And first time that I met her in person, and it was just really a great experience. And so I'm really excited for everybody else to meet her as well.
Oh, well, Janet, so nice talking with you. Thank you so much, and we look forward to the Beautiful Freedom Conference. Again, that is on Saturday, March the 10th in Lake Holcomb. You can find out more on our calendar at praisenetwork.com.